Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is 980B, brought to you as usual by Persona Nutrition. MyPersona.com is how you access them. I'm Dr. Mike Roizen, the host, and have been lucky enough to talk to our guest in the past. He's a best-selling author, and this is not the first rodeo for him. But this is a great book that he's going to talk to us about. Why is it so special? Because he's talking to us about something that's really important. That is, how do you keep your hormones in balance? He did talk to us, on a physician's slimming guide, Food for Life, Breaking the Food Seduction. Dr. Neil Barnard's program for reversing diabetes is one of the first things I got to know him about. He did also talk to us on this show about the cheese trap and the Cancer Survivor's Guide, all substantial books in what he does and what he believes strongly in. Dr. Neil Barnard, B-A-R-N-A-R-D. Before we get to that, I should just mention that Persona Nutrition does help you analyze what you're missing or not in your nutritional program. A free assessment, you get to talk to a dietitian there, again, free if you want to. And if you do order anything from them, you can go to mypersona.com/Roizen and get a 50% discount because you did listen to this podcast, at least this far in the podcast. Now I'm privileged to talk to Neil Barnard, The New Science of Food, Hormones, and Health. Your Body in Balance is the book, and it's really about hormone haywire. Neil, thanks very much. And tell me, how did you get into this? Because you do a lot on hormones other than insulin, which you talked about and really were instrumental in helping many of us learn about in the program for reversing diabetes. How did you get into this field?
I have to say, this was a bit of an accident. I was sitting at my desk and the phone rang, and it was a young woman who had terrible, terrible menstrual cramps, and she needed painkillers. And a lot of women will have cramps, but for maybe 1 in 10, they are so disabling, you can't work. And she had a flight the next day for a business trip, and she said, this is just not going to work. So I thought, well, I could give her painkillers, but what stops it from happening again next month and the month after that? So in addition to giving her a couple days of painkillers, I suggested a diet change to her. Now, that might sound really strange. How is food going to affect menstrual cramps? But I had remembered from breast cancer patients from years ago that researchers found that if you really increase the high-fiber foods, vegetables and fruits and whole grains and beans, and if you cut way back on fatty foods like meat and dairy products or fried things, that the amount of estrogen in their blood will fall. So you make the diet change, you have less estrogen in the blood, and that's good because it makes the cancer cells less likely to propagate. So this young woman on the phone had menstrual pain, and I thought, well, let's cut down the amount of estrogen in your blood, and maybe your hormonal changes next month won't be so profound. Anyway, so I suggested a totally vegan diet for her, keeping oils really low, and it worked like a charm. It cured her. She had no pain at all, unless she would deviate from the diet. So I then did a research study to test it with Georgetown University's Department of OBGYN, and it worked great. And I have to tell you, Michael, in the course of this research study, not only did PMS improve and menstrual pain diminished greatly, but there was one woman in the study who thought she was infertile. And in the course of the study, she became pregnant, and she thought it was impossible. In fact, she ended up having 3 kids after that. So my point is, she wasn't infertile. She was just out of balance. So I thought, how many people realize that their hormones are causing so many problems, from cramps to endometriosis to infertility to hormone-related cancers, or thyroid hormone is out of whack, or their insulin isn't working right, and they don't know that as important as hormones are to how they function, you need food to get your hormones back in balance.
So one of the keys in diet in general, and in this specific case of estrogen and progestin, is a high fiber, low, if you will, saturated fat diet. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes, exactly. And fiber, of course, is only in plant foods. So it's to make the diet prescription simple, to get your estrogen back to where it should be so that the reproductive symptoms go away or improve, you want to have vegetables and fruits and whole grains and lots of legumes or beans. Vegetables, fruits, whole grains, beans. Throw away the animal products. Keep away from them completely. Keep oils to a bare minimum. And that seems to get people back in balance.
Now, one of the questions we got when I tweeted that you were going to be on and talk about high-fiber food and including legumes was, how does this square with the story on lectins and what they do to your body and why they may be bad for it? How does high-fiber and lectins contradict each other?
I think they do because what I'm saying is true, that a high-fiber diet is actually good for you, including beans. Beans are a healthy food. They have they have no cholesterol, no saturated fat. And there are some people who, in my view, I think they're misrepresenting the literature, suggesting that the lectins in beans are going to somehow hurt you. Cook your beans. You know, don't eat them raw. But cooked beans are perfectly fine. The legume group is perfectly fine and healthy.
And so one of the things that you will find in the book, Your Body in Balance, is some wonderful recipes such as a kale and sweet potato sushi. And by the way, that doesn't have any raw fish in it.
or any kind of fish.
Right. So what I'm bringing out is, although it says sushi, I don't know if sushi, what's the word sushi mean, Neil?
Well, to me, it just basically means something rolled up in rice with seaweed around it. I have no idea what its literal meaning is, but here's why it's good. As you said, it's not fish sushi. It would be a cucumber roll or a sweet potato roll or an asparagus roll. If you do that, you're getting in the nori that wraps it. It's a good source of iodine, which helps your thyroid to get into balance. And it doesn't have any animal fat. It doesn't have any cholesterol, so it's good in every way. It'll help your cholesterol come down. It's good, healthy food. Plus, it's fun.
And so you may have, I think there are about 80 recipes here, if you will, including Purple Power Smoothie, which obviously has mixed berries to get it purple, Perfect Pancakes, and I'm going through some of the breakfast ones. Do you have a favorite of your own?
Well, the one I like to brag about is chocolate cupcakes, because people often think of making a diet change. They wonder if there's going to be any treat in there for them, and there are. They were all done by Lindsay S. Nixon, who's a great recipe developer. And when she sent me the recipes, she also sent me a note saying the diet changes I recommended had cured her cramps too. But let me say a word for men. Men may wonder about their own reproductive function, and if a couple is having trouble conceiving and they're spending a fortune on in vitro fertilization or God knows what it might be, men's fertility is affected by cheese, it appears. Same with women, too. Dairy products seem to be harmful for both men and women. The reason is that dairy products come from a cow, and cows make estrogens that get into the milk and into their cheese. Cows are also pregnant much of the year. They're impregnated annually on dairies. And so pregnant cows make extra estrogen. And in research studies, researchers have found that men who eat the most cheese have the lowest sperm count. So it's a good idea to avoid dairy products if you're looking to be fertile.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
So fertility is helped by both, obviously by diet, in both men and women. Now, go over, I love the story in the book about why or when menopause became a diagnosis rather than, go into it. I don't want to steal your thunder.
Well, it's an unusual thing. You know, if you look in other countries, they have a very different view of menopause. In fact, particularly if you look at Japan in the 1960s and 1970s, the diet was primarily based on rice and maybe noodles and not a lot of meat in the diet. In fact, what there was really used more as a flavoring for the rice, no dairy products to speak of, and women really did not report hot flashes. There wasn't any Japanese word for them. And if you would ask women, you know, don't you have any symptoms right now when you're 50, 51? They would say, well, maybe a little backache, but really not much of anything. But then as the diet westernized, hot flashes became common, as did breast cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and so forth. What we think is happening is that our hormones, the hormones in Japan, started getting out of control as a result. So that was something that had happened in the U.S. much earlier, where hot flashes were already a big deal. And doctors started really trying to capitalize on this by selling hormones. The hormone Premarin, which stands for pregnant mare's urine, was marketed in the 1940s, and it promised that women would stay healthy and vibrant and young forever, and it would cure their hot flashes and so forth. The problem is that it increases cancer risk and the risk of lots of other conditions. So women have really been used as marketing tools, and I think it's really unfortunate because if we learn from the Japanese experience and go back to a more plant-based diet, we can protect ourselves against hot flashes and some other menopausal symptoms, I believe.
So one of the problems, in fact, with the women's health study was, in fact, they used Premarin, a conjugated, if you will, and a conjugated progestin, which negated the beneficial effects of estrogen on arterial health. Talk to us about dairy in general, not just cheese, but dairy in general, and right. Then talk to us a little bit about thyroid function, because you go through, and I don't want people to think you just are going through hormones for women and hormones for male fertility, but you go through a full range in this book called Your Body in Balance, The New Science of Food, Hormones, and Health.
Well, let's talk about the thyroid a little bit. Your thyroid gland is at the base of your neck, and it gives you energy. But some people feel their energy is flagging, they're gaining weight, they're tired a lot, and the doctor might discover that they're low in thyroid. Well, there are two dietary reasons. One is iodine, and iodized salt will take care of it. But another source, my favorite source, is actually seaweed, sea vegetables. They're loaded with iodine in its healthiest form. But we've also found that completely plant-based diets, vegan diets, in early research, it looks like they help reduce the likelihood of developing thyroid problems. And we believe that that's because most thyroid problems in the United States are actually caused by antibody reactions. It's an autoimmune reaction, and a vegan diet helps make that very unlikely. So if a person is feeling kind of sluggish and they discover that they're low in thyroid, or maybe they've been low in thyroid for a long time, give this approach a try, and you might find that you can actually come off your thyroid medication. Don't fire your doctor. Stick with your doctor, but see if you can't improve.
And so tell us again, what do you want to try?
Well, what I would do is if a person is, let's say you have a thyroid issue, I would follow a completely vegan diet, no animal products at all. And that's good advice for any autoimmune condition, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis or asthma or Sjogren's disease or even MS. All of these are conditions where the body is making antibodies that are attacking your own tissues. And so when people who have been hypothyroid go on a totally plant-based diet, in some cases they get better. And they no longer need their medication.
Now, what about, and this is, I should tell people that so much is dealt with in this book in such a nice and comfortable way to read it. And by the way, there's a for those of you into science, there's a nice reference section at the end. But let's talk about, what about pesticides and insecticides and plant-based diets? How do we know what's on and in our fruit and vegetables, and how do you protect yourself against that?
Okay, I think that's a really great question. Well, the first thing is to realize that this is not a reason to eat meat. Because if you're thinking about, oh, there are pesticides on grains or whatever, the recipient of all that is the cow or the chicken who's been eating them. So if you're eating animal products, you're getting by far the dirtiest stuff. Or, well, maybe the worst might be actually fish, because fish live in what has become the human sewer. But if you want to, then let's say you're avoiding animal products and you're on a clean plant-based diet, which is what I recommend, then within those, it's good to buy organic, but there are some foods where it matters more than others. What I mean by that is there are some foods where, for example, pesticides are used more often. Strawberries, for example. Strawberries are fragile. An insect might get into them. And if pesticides are on the outside, nobody peels a strawberry. Same with spinach. It's very fragile and you don't peel it. But on the other hand, if you had, say, an avocado, you don't eat the peel. You just eat the inside. And so the whether pesticides are used or not is less important with an avocado. So my point is this. There are certain foods where, in all cases, you want to go organic if you can, but there are certain cases where it matters more than others. And where it really matters is foods where you eat the peel, or where it's a particularly fragile food like spinach or a tomato, because you know that they're using pesticides more frequently there.
Now, what about zests? So you often see people using orange zest or lemon zest. That's part of using the peel. Do you have to worry? And what do you do if you like something that has a zest in it? Or do you just avoid that?
In that case, you would want to have it be organic. If you're zest is something where you trim just tiny little shavings off of the very surface of an orange or a lemon or something like that. And if it is not an organic fruit, then you could be peeling little bits of pesticide into your salad.
So one of the tricks that you talk about in for helping us with our insulin and our reversing diabetes is a similar trick, that is going much more plant-based. And one of the things that I heard you say and that is hurting me a little bit personally, just because I do it so much, is I am plant-based plus two foods, and the non-plant-based foods are ocean trout and salmon. And you just said that my fish may be coming from what's become our world's sewer, the ocean. What do we do about that?
You feed it to your cat. I'm teasing. But what I mean to say is that your cat is a natural carnivore. You're not. You're a great ape. And so nature never thought you would ever eat a fish. And so your cat is, in fact, a carnivore and needs meat of some type. And fish suits the bill. A lot of people consume salmon or other fish because they're imagining that it's filled with omega-3. But most of the fat in salmon is not omega-3. There's traces of omega-3, but Chinook salmon has just about the same saturated fat content as beef does. It's got the saturated fat that raises cholesterol. You'll find it in salmon too. And plus, salmon is a fatty fish. So if I have a patient who we're trying to help them lose weight or reverse their diabetes, you really want to get them away from fatty foods, including the salmon. If you don't, they're going to have trouble with their weight.
Trouble with their weight, you said.
Fish eaters tend to be much, well, substantially heavier than a vegan. If a person follows a vegan diet, they have the best shot of being slim for life. If a person includes fish in their diet, particularly fatty fish, they're going to be heavier.
Neil, you're hurting me an awful lot.
You'll be glad, and so will the ocean full of fish. They'll all thank you for leaving them alone, and you'll be healthier. And frankly, you'll be a better role model for other people.
We've been talking, and I should tell our listeners that this program is sponsored by Persona Nutrition. MyPersona.com is how you get there. There's a free assessment where you can find out what your nutrition is like, and if you're missing vitamins or minerals or something that is commonly missing in your diet, it will tell you that, and you'll be able to add that. MyPersona.com is the website. MyPersona.com/Roizen is how you get the discount on your first order. The person we've been talking with is Dr. Neil Barnard, a world expert in nutrition. The New Science of Food, Hormones, and Health is the subtitle of the book, Your Body in Balance. It has at least 70, I didn't count them, but my guess is over 60 and maybe as many as 80 of these recipes created by Lindsay Nixon, N-I-X-O-N. But the book is by Neil Barnard, who goes through the science and some really interesting stories and studies and makes it fun to read Your Body in Balance, about how to balance your hormones. Neil is probably one of the, what you might call, leaders and prototypes in the field in reversing type 2 diabetes, and is located in Washington, D.C. Anything else I should say about how people can get to you, Neil, if they want a consultation or to learn more from you?
Well, thank you. Our website here is PCRM.org. That stands for Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM.org. And I hope people will check it out. Your Body in Balance is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Target and anywhere else that they sell books. And if you have a surviving bookstore in your neighborhood, I'm sure they'll appreciate your business too.
And that's how I feel about it. The bookstores are one of the great resources, especially for kids reading. My kids grew up reading at bookstores, so I hope that bookstores survive and that if you get a chance, do frequent them. I'll bet Your Body in Balance is available at almost every bookstore now. Thanks very much, Neil, and thank you, our listeners. It's you downloading us that makes us motivated and allows Persona Nutrition, or I guess, I don't know if the word allows is the right one, but encourages Persona Nutrition to be our sponsor. Persona Nutrition, mypersona.com is the website for Persona Nutrition, our sponsor. Luis, thank you for great engineering. But especially you, the listener, this is 980 already. So we've been doing this practically, I guess that's almost 20 years, more than 19 years. So thanks very much for downloading us and listening. Neil Barnard, B-A-R-N-A-R-D, is the author. And it's one of the great nutritionists and nutritional scientists of our time. Thanks again, Neil, and thank you for downloading us.